Welcome, folks, to the Out of This World Voyager podcast. We got some new concepts to talk about, including space exploration out of all things, and its place in our society. If that sounds interesting to you, stick around. I'm your host, Troy, and let's blast off. First off, what do you think of when you hear the word space? A cold, dark vacuum devoid of anything at all, exempt from the occasional star or nebula? I see a vast frontier of opportunity, ripe with revelations. Space, like all other frontiers, is a driving factor for new ideas, fueled by discovery. This fact has carried humanity into the Wild West, depths of the ocean, reaches of the North and South Poles, and to the moon. If the thrill of knowledge and adventure led us to these milestones, why should we stop? Why become stagnant when humanity could reach a new height? To answer that, our exploration and understanding of this boundless frontier is what gave us much of our gadgets, devices we love today. These gadgets can range from the smallest computer chips to satellites and supercomputers predicting an asteroid's trajectory. The truth is, if it wasn't for somebody making a breakthrough or discovery and exploring his or her capabilities, many of such gadgets wouldn't exist. Thanks to these people, we have GPS, cell phone coverage, satellite TV, radio, and the internet, all of which have significantly changed society, for the better, of course. And all were conceived by someone who discovered something or explored the capabilities. Specifically, GPS, internet, and satellite programs wouldn't be if not for satellites in orbit. GPS satellites guide airplanes and boats on their paths around the globe, and help hikers, adventurers, and travel in the wilderness without getting lost. Weather satellites can be used to predict not just the forecast, but also potentially dangerous storms. Communication and internet satellites have enabled an information exchange among millions, and the internet has given us access to boatloads of data and info on anything you can look up, making us smarter, albeit a tech-reliant society. And to get these satellites to orbit, many private space organizations have commercialized spaceflight equipment, the likes of SpaceX, Boeing, and Blue Origin. Without their exploration of this new frontier, we wouldn't have many of the things we would. Now these same organizations have been planning each individually or together a manned mission to Mars. This has been noted as the next big milestone for space exploration, and for good reason. Although getting man on the moon was a major turning point, it pales in comparison if we at least get one person on Mars' surface, due to its vast distance, the purpose of which is to make even new discoveries, the very thing that fuels exploration, and once again, like earlier, why stop there? If we can get to Mars, why not any other planet in the solar system or beyond? The discoveries that could be made and benefit our own lives would be incredible. We've already seen the effects of our own somewhat local exploration. Think of the good that can be done if we keep pushing. However, the only limiting factor to this kind of exploration is time. I wonder what kind of discoveries could be made in the name of exploration, not only until then, but beyond. The same exploration and discoveries that better our civilization and quality of life. It's truly— Alright folks, if you liked what you heard, make sure to follow and subscribe. Don't forget to check out VoyagerPodcast.com to find all our amazing merch. We got some great graphic tees over there. Anyways, I'm Troy, and thanks for listening.